BBC.
Radio 1.
BBC Radio 1 free downloads. Download them all for free at the Radio 1 website.
Here is Thursday's Scott Mills Daily Podcast. On it, innuendo bingo with Rizzle Kicks. Jordan and Harley get absolutely soaked and tell us about their very posh middle names. I've got a theory about why they spell your name wrong on the coffee cups in that coffee shop. Greg's on Real or No Real with some interesting news on Pete Tong's doorbell and some response to Chris's all-staff email that he sent yesterday about the stray Radio 1 desk pube. Whoop, whoop, it's Thursday. And this is Mills on Radio 1, Flo Rida and Sia.
I could hoo all over that. Everything about it, the song itself, liking Wild Ones.
Who?
Shutting down in the club.
Who?
Running with Wolves.
Who?
That was Flo Rida. It's only a couple of years old.
I don't know. I think it's one that I haven't heard for a while.
It's kind of, it's of its time.
It's a classic, though.
It's a classic. But, like, I haven't been told to put my hands up in the air for ages, have you? In a song.
No.
And remember, Lord, so over it. This is Scott Mills. So we've got Innuendo Bingo coming up at 1:45 with Rizzle Kicks today. Be good to see the lads again. Right, there's been some developments since we left a note for Grimmy this morning, and Chris sent an all-staff email on the show yesterday about a hair. You might have been hearing this morning with Grimmy. So what's the latest, please?
So, obviously, I sent this all-staff email yesterday. I didn't really think it through. It probably wasn't the greatest of my ideas. But it basically read, "Dear all, Scott has asked me to remind everyone using Studio 82A, which is our studio, to refrain from leaving their short and curlies on the desk. Scott is not happy. Regards, Chris." And then I put a photo of the hair.
Yeah.
Now, it's gathered quite a lot of replies.
Yeah, I know.
From staff all over Radio 1.
So here's some of the replies that we've got on email.
Is this really appropriate for an all-staffer email?
Oh, who's that from? One of the bosses?
That was one of the bosses. I didn't reply again.
This is from Alice Levine's producer.
Alice sends her apologies.
Kiss. And this one?
It could be a chest hair.
Yeah.
Could be.
And someone that just thinks it's the most hilarious thing.
Actual lol.
Yeah. These aren't the voices of the people. We've changed them. It's all the same
they
man.
They all sound different, yes.
I'm freshly waxed. Not guilty. Yeah, Kiss.
Who's that from?
I received this in one of my emails. Play it again.
What, the wax one?
Yeah.
I'm freshly waxed. Not guilty. Now, Kiss.
What, is that a joke?
I think so.
So we know, I read it like, all right.
So I actually left Grimmy a note today going, "Oi, Grim, is this your hair? Is this your short and curly, please?" And actually attached the
hair. Yeah, I saw it, yeah.
Yeah. Still really no closer to finding out whose it is. I don't think it's Alice's, though, wrong colour. Hugh Stevens was also also kind of blamed for a bit by the Radio 1 Breakfast Show Twitter. Not Hugh either. Once again, wrong colour. The case continues.
The Scott Mills Daily.
BBC Radio 1.
I feel like I'm making a lot of mistakes today, not on air at the moment, just generally in life. Do you know what I mean?
You were doing an impression of someone that we work with.
Yes, I was.
And
that one. And then everybody...
No, the problem is...
Now, everybody in the live lounge is paranoid.
The live lounge is right next door to this studio, and there's like a massive glass window, so they can obviously see Scott doing an impression of a member of staff here, who I probably shouldn't say.
I'm doing it now.
But then I suddenly noticed that the people in the live lounge probably think you're talking about them because we were looking at them at the same time.
Yeah, it's not any of you guys.
So anyway, this is exactly it. So Scott has then just buzzed through and tried to apologise and basically just said,
It's none of you.
It's none of you.
Oh, God.
In the least convincing way possible.
Yeah. Hello, I'm Alan Partridge. I mean, it's a proper Partridge moment, isn't it, right there?
Yeah.
You're all fired. I'm on an answer phone in the other room. I've locked the door.
Oh, you've lost it, mate.
I have.
BBC Radio 1.
The Scott Mills Daily.
Half-naked Rizzle Kicks are on. Hello?
They're just getting changed.
Hello.
Hello. Hi.
Hi,
John. Are you right?
Yeah.
I mean, it's like half-naked stuff is going on right now.
Stripping for someone.
Cameras aren't on yet. Good that you bought spare clothes today, though. Thanks for that.
Yeah.
Last time got really wet, so I'm sorry about that.
I didn't laugh last time.
No, yeah, it sort of annoyed you,
it.
I thought.
Why?
Were you annoyed with
no,
us?
No, I was being well moody that day.
Were you?
I'm joking. I don't know.
He has zero sense of humour, that's what he means to say.
Maybe you're just immune to innuendos.
He's immune to humour.
Yeah, pretty much.
Welcome back, lad. It's good Thanks. To see you. Last time I saw you, well, I don't know whether it was Innie and the Bingo or we were doing that speech jammer thing. Do you remember that made your voice go really weird?
It didn't work on me.
It didn't work on Jordan, but that worked on me really
yes,
well.
Yes, that was awesome.
I couldn't speak with the one where you talk.
But you were immune
that,
to that.
Do you reckon that counts as a superpower?
What, because you...
Because I was immune to it.
Why would it be a superpower?
It's not that like, super, could, is it?
Like, well, it is, essentially. It's like, if you were to, you know, if you were to play me stuff fractions of seconds after I say them, I wouldn't end up sounding drunk. That's pretty... No? Okay.
No.
Very useful.
I don't know. Maybe, I feel like it could come in useful at some point, but I don't really care, guys. Don't worry about it.
Maybe.
It didn't really work. But I think I could have made it work a little more. I could have hammed it up a bit.
Yeah, you could have been like...
I was just being a bad sport, really, wouldn't I?
Yeah, So we like Tell Her a lot.
Oh, do you?
Yeah, it's really nice. I like the organ at the beginning, particularly.
Ah, oh, cool.
It's good. The organ. And no actual rapping this time.
Yeah, no.
Why is that, please? Didn't feel like it?
Yeah. I just don't like... I'm not mad into kind of... as rap as much as I used to be.
Right.
And singing's quite fun, so I thought I'd have a go. I started singing last November, and it was like, oh, this is quite interesting. Maybe we can both sing on something, because, again, no one really does that.
You only sang last November?
I started singing last November, yeah.
Really?
Is that right?
Yeah.
Yeah.
Properly, yeah.
Yeah.
Properly, like, on tunes and stuff.
Do you have lessons?
No. I'm going to do them now. I've always enjoyed writing, singing lyrics and kind of, but you know, Harles obviously has taken the lead with that. But it's an interesting evolution. I think we took advantage of another weapon in our artillery, basically. But I'm still going to drop fire verses on the album.
Good. When's that out?
I don't know. 2018.
Okay.
Something to look forward to there. Jordan, I've got a question, right? I'm sure you've probably been asked this a million times, but it will settle an argument that we were having. Is your middle name actually Rizzle?
No, because on Wikipedia,
how would that,
it's in inverted commas.
Yeah.
I don't know what that's all about, really. People thought Rizzle was my last name. That's even worse.
Yeah.
No,
it's not.
It's not. My middle name's actually Bootsy.
Is it actually?
Yeah.
No, it's not.
Yeah, it is.
What's your other middle name? He's got another middle name as well.
No, my middle name's Bootsy, yeah. Like, all through my school life, Jordan Bootsy Stevens after Bootsy Collins. And then I got my bus ID when I was 13, and it said Jordan F. Stevens. And I was like, Mum, what's that? And she's like, oh, yeah. She was like, yeah, your middle name's actually Fontenelle. And I was like,
serious?
Yeah.
Fontenelle.
Jordan Fontenelle Bootsy Bolting Stevens.
That is awesome, though, isn't it?
It's funky, man.
It is pretty funky. What's yours?
Sylvester.
Yeah. Sylvester.
Oh, that's
Sylvester. Your one's
that's my middle. Well, it's like, I use it as my last name now because my last name's too long.
He uses it as actor name.
Yeah.
How long have you two been together now? Like, not like that.
In a couple I don't know, since like...
2009? Wait, no, 2008.
2008.
Is there anything that's become increasingly annoying about either person?
I think I've managed to be so consistently annoying that
I'm completely immune to Jordan's like
irritants.
Yeah,
I look to try and evoke some kind of
from him.
Yeah, I mean at the start Harley used to eat really loudly.
Yeah,
that's kind of really has really changed. So thanks.
So he's like a silent eater now.
Yeah, well, I've changed.
You got to work on things in this
relationship. You do. Like, if someone says it to you, you've got to work on it.
I did actually just, like, spit on someone's face while I was eating, accidentally. So maybe I haven't gotten that much better.
Have either of you two thought of going solo?
Every day.
Or is it, like...
all the time, mate. Oh,
I kind of got, like, a escape plan ready. like if we ever have like a major fallout, I just ring up and go, Jeffrey, quick, release the demos. I'll be around in 10 minutes.
Thing is, that would kind of force the other one to go solo too, wouldn't it?
It would. Yeah.
Well, I think it can also happen alongside as well. Kind of like I was when Outkast came back out and did all those gigs, I kind of remembered fully kind of Outkast, and I think they're quite an interesting duo to look at how the process worked with them, because they literally split an album, you know what I mean? And then like Hey Ya is kind of completely Andre 3000, and then you've got I've just blanked on that.
Where you move that?
Yeah, but then you've got I just forgot another member of Outkast's name.
Huh? Big boy.
That's it. Big boy did like
No one went to help.
Yeah, no, I think you can know that the Outcasts didn't seem to die away, but they did their own side of things. Yeah.
Yeah. But it's not on the cards at the moment. You're having too much of a good time.
I'm going to ring Jeffrey.
Yeah, okay. We can ring him on air. No, it's not. All right, so we're going to play Tell Her by Rizzle Kicks, and then we're going to play with Sylvester and Fontenelle today. Today's Innuendo Bingo.
BBC Radio 1.
Okay, so it's time for Innuendo Bingo. If you want to get online, go to bbc.co.uk/radio1. Cameras are on.
It's time to witness the wetness. This is Innuendo Bingo.
Now, last time, Harley didn't find it at all funny, but maybe today's innuendos will be different.
Maybe.
Let's find out. Rizzle Kicks are playing Innuendo Bingo. You can watch this on your phone, on your computer, on your laptop. Head to the Radio 1 website. Get it on that screen. No excuse for not watching it now. You can get it on your phone. Okay, were we ready, lads? Ready for a wet one?
Ready.
Here we go. First up, we're going over to Come Dine With Me. Jordan. No hands, please. No hands. Zip it. You're not allowed to. If it comes out, you can't do that. You can't, like, you just got to just let it flood over him. I like it that it's 2-1 today as well, Chris. You're going to get wet. Come dine with me. And Emma is keeping herself busy in the kitchen.
Emma begins by infusing her milk with saffron and crushing cardamom seeds.
They look like little mouse poos.
Lovely. Next, she crushes pistachios, chops mangoes, and combines with yogurt before adding icing sugar.
I've got a special face I like to do when I'm bashing my biscuit.
Oh, I'm wearing my shoe.
She's got it.
Are you off?
Are you going?
I just realised how dumb light blue jeans were. Mm. What is that all about, mate?
Oh, yeah, that could be a problem on the camera.
Sorted that.
Covering up.
There we go.
There we are. She's got a special face.
I've got a special face I like to do when I'm bashing my biscuit.
Katie and Dan sent that one in. If you've got any more, send them to scott.mills@bbc.co.uk. All right, next. If anyone cares, Big Brother's still on. And that they're... still. And they are doing all sorts now to attract the viewers. They will do anything.
Coming up, it's home time for another housemate.
Come on!
And Helen takes it hard.
Seriously. I think, like, his... his inflection was all wrong there.
Helen takes it hard.
It should be Helen takes it hard, not Helen takes it hard. Loads to work with this week from the Commonwealth Games. If you could get a large gulp of water in your mouths, please. With Rizzle Kicks, any other bingo.
Helen takes it hard.
I know. All right. Calm down, dear. Who knows what goes on in the athlete's village? Listen to this.
We just heard David Campion, James World Club's coach, just saying, stick it in. When you have the opportunity, stick it in.
Thank you, Ben, for that one. From the Commonwealth Games.
When you have the opportunity, stick it in.
Yeah. Okay, loads of water, please. Play nice.
They're really close in each other's faces.
I know.
Where'd you keep coming from? It's like you're producing it.
Oh, I'm so wet.
Got more water?
I know, sorry.
There you go.
Thank you.
Okay, water, please.
Oh, I need to go.
Need to what? Go home?
No.
No. Well, at least finish this.
Oh, I need to go home.
I need to go home. Okay.
That's not what I said.
Okay, sorry. Here we go. Now, we need to say well done to Sushila Lick My Balm, who won... She won silver in the judo at the Commonwealth Games, although there does seem to be some disagreement about how to say her name. More water, please. Let's go over to BBC Radio 4.
Kimberly Rennicks won Scotland's first gold, beating India's Sushila Lick My Bum.
No one can say it right.
That is ridiculous.
Sushila, lick my bum.
Thank you to Jamie and Harlow and our friend Ed for those clips. Here, water, please.
That is a blimey. It's just getting all...
Just dripping.
What? Here we go. Now, here's Gary Lineker trying to avoid it, but still saying the same.
Shishlilla, lick my bum.
Yeah, Jordan.
Shishlilla, lick my bum.
Oh, that one really got us on Tuesday.
Sushila, lick my bum.
Okay, an old favourite now from ITV's dinner date. And this particular date went very well.
With any luck, the main course will be one of her favourite things, and Natalie will feel the love with some pork insider.
What is that spraying technique? What is going on?
I don't know, it's fun.
Shishlilla, lick my bum.
Okay. Over to £15 billion railway now on BBC Two. And the team are getting up to all sorts in central London. Here we go.
Ready to start pumping?
Lloyd and Tony spend up to 12 hours a day down this shaft, packing holes under Soho Square. Packing holes under Soho Square.
Oh, no, wait. The water's going to go.
What's Jordan? Happening? What are you doing, Jordan?
Hello.
Now, we've had a lot of emails about £15 billion railway on BBC Two. All right, this one's short and sweet. It's from the same show. Water, please, Chris. Rizzles. Okay.
James needs to get 14 vintage cars through Bonham's back alley.
Will sent that one. Will sent that to scott.mills@bbc.co.uk. And finally...
James needs to get 14 vintage cars through Bonham's back alley.
A favourite now, an old favourite from a play on Radio 4. Ready?
It's a good one.
It's a good one, isn't it? Here we go. Radio 4.
We walked back to the fete, where Tom had just knocked down 10 Skittles. Let's go and smash the rat, I said, taking his hand.
Harley, at least you found some of them amusing.
I did.
Which
I
is
found,
good.
I found a lot of them.
Yeah, yeah. It was a good game of Inuna Bingo.
Finished.
Bingo.
It's done. It's done.
That was brilliant.
Did you love that?
Yeah.
Yeah. Well played. Yeah. Thank you for listening. Thank you for watching. That was Rizzle Kicks on Innuendo Bingo. It returns on Tuesday at 1:45. You'll be sick.
Nah, I'm right.
All right. You're over it.
The Scott Mills Daily.
You excited now?
I'm really excited, yeah.
Yeah.
Got some plans. Plans are afoot. Yeah, it's good.
You're gonna be on what? I can tell. I can tell what you're going to be like.
You can just tell by, like, sometimes just my smile gives it away.
Right, here's the thing. Let everyone into a little secret here.
When know what now?
Well, no, I just mean, like, when you're excited for a night, like, you really go for it.
Yes.
Do you know what I mean? Like, so many of our nights out generally start with us, say, we'll just go for a quick drink down the pub. Like, that's how it's, and those nights are good.
Yeah.
But when you're excited for a night,
you can just tell.
Really are another level.
Yeah, thank you. I think that's a compliment. I'm really looking forward to it. Radio 1's in Ibiza this weekend. You'll hear it all on Radio 1 and follow us on social for everything from Ibiza this weekend. Tomorrow night, huge party at Ushuaia. Annie Mac, David Guetta, so many DJs on. Carla's going to be there as well. Hey, Carla.
Hey, Scott.
Are you going to the Radio 1 event?
Yeah, I am.
Yeah, you are.
I'm so excited.
So am I.
Are you going to be there?
Not tomorrow night. I'll be there Saturday.
We're going to the Radio 1 after party Saturday.
A privilege.
Yeah, can't wait.
Yeah, see you there. Listen to us being all excited and smug that we're going.
If I join in, do I have to talk like this?
How can I help you? How can I help?
I went into town today to buy a disposable camera.
Good length.
Whoa.
Why have you... I can't do it anymore.
No, that's great. Why have you got a fun camera, please?
Because if you lose your phone, then you're screwed. If you take a disposable camera...
True.
It doesn't matter.
Yeah. Are you often losing your phone?
Yeah, or maybe smashing it a lot.
Yeah,
I've broken it 3 times recently.
Brilliant. It's tricky. Get a case on it.
Yeah, I have.
Oh. It's tricky, though, because, you know, you'll only get one chance with these photos. You won't know what they look like until they come back.
Exactly, and nobody can delete them.
It's kind of exciting, isn't it, in an old-school way. It's like, oh, I wonder what they're going to be like.
Yeah.
I wonder if any of us will have red eye.
Can you do us... In fact, do you know what? Why don't we develop your photos for you? Would you be up for that? Like, use the disposable camera.
Yes.
Fun camera, whatever you want to call it. Then send us the camera, and we will go get them developed.
Oh, but what if they're awful?
Yeah, exactly that. That's the point.
That's the risk you're gonna take there.
Yeah, I'd be up for that.
You're gonna send it to us?
No, I'm not.
Yeah, you are.
Oh, go on.
Go on. We'll pay for the developing. I'll pay for it personally. Go on.
Oh, maybe.
Okay, I'll persuade you when I see you on Saturday.
Yeah. Cool.
Okay. Have fun in Beaver.
Thanks, you too.
Love you, bye.
The Scott Mills Daily.
Chris, you okay, hon?
Generally, yes. Yeah.
A little bit stressed last night from the text that I was getting to my phone.
Right. Well, basically, I was getting my injections done for this trip to Bali that I'm doing for my holiday.
Now, I got one quite alarmed that it was high-risk malaria.
Right.
But you'll be fine. Just, like, spray yourself, take the tablets.
It said, I get mixed reports, but basically, I went to the doctors and they showed me a map of the region. Now, I'm heading to somewhere called the Gili Islands.
Right. This is new for you.
Now, that was all shaded red.
Which meant
high risk.
Yeah, that's quite normal, though, for a lot of that kind of area.
For the malaria. So I need to get the malaria tablets.
Yeah.
But I had my first injection last night.
And how was it? How are you feeling? Little soldier.
I did actually feel quite brave when
I
left.
Did you? Feel like a bit of a hero?
Yeah.
Like you survived it?
Well, I really... Because I'm not going to lie, I was quite intimidated when they first did it.
Yeah.
But I did actually put on a brave face with it.
And when did the pins and needles go? Because that was another concerned text that I got last night.
Yeah, I was just concerned because about 20 minutes after that, I had some pins and needles. I think that was because, actually, I was on a bus.
Right.
And I was sort of wedged up against the window.
Yeah, I don't think it's anything to do with the injections. And you feel all right today?
I think so, yeah.
Lol, that I said that your arm might get heavier. It didn't, did it?
I keep just doing circles with it just to make sure.
Okay. And I was looking forward to this curry tonight. Now I'm really stressed with this.
Yeah.
But you'll be all right today, though, yeah?
It was fine, though. I did have an enjoyable curry last night in the end.
And are you looking forward to the trip now? Have you got to go back for any more injections?
I've got typhoid next week.
Oh, that's something to look forward to.
Yeah.
So Chris is venturing out of Europe for the first time. A lot of people haven't been outside, you know. Some people outside the UK. Chris has been to Malia, Cavos, Zante
and Napa.
But now he's going to Bali, like literally the other side of the world.
It's proper changing lanes, isn't it?
It really is. You'll be there with the elephants.
I still find that funny.
He can't get his head around it that he might actually meet an elephant in real life. It's quite sweet. Oh, we've had an email as well. Listen to this.
Dear Scott and Chris, I visited the Gili Islands with some mates in February and had a great time. On the main island, Gili T, as the regulars call it, there are some decent bars on the beach and a great fish grill.
Sweet.
Happy to give some handy hints if needed. I'm sure you'll have a great time-ish. Laters, Andy, formerly off of Manchester, now living in Nanjing, China.
Why-ish?
That's great.
Yeah, that's good.
That's good news.
You're all good for Gili T.
Why the ish?
Oh, P.S. You don't need to worry about the monkeys. Included is a picture of a cow that frequently hung outside our hostel and mooed aggressively if you got too close. Stay away from the cows.
Right, so a little tip there. Stay away from the cows.
I don't think cows were going to be an issue on the Gili Islands.
They're massive there, and they do actually hang around people. They're like, you know, some cows, they'll just...
Are they the type of cows that look like bulls?
Yeah, they are. And also, they're not afraid of people. Like, they won't go away. Like, their massive face will be next to yours. And, like, sometimes hanging outside the hotel room, so...
Are the cows trained to rob you?
Like, I don't know. Not as much as monkeys, because they're not as fast.
And are you covered for cow-related problems?
I don't know. You'll have to take that up with your insurer.
It's another phone call then, isn't it? Yeah. Great.
Ask about the cows, I would. Facts.
The Scott Mills Daily.
What's the news on the cow situation in Bali? Are you all right with this?
I don't know what to think with this.
Quite ferocious.
I kind of feel it's a bit of a joke.
Not a joke.
The last thing that you want to have to deal with on your holidays, cows.
Yeah. I mean, you just don't think of it, do you?
Also, like, I know it's going to sound proper terrible, this, but I want to go there and have a photo with an elephant, right?
Yes.
That would be a cool thing to do.
Of course.
I'm not going to have a photo with a cow.
No?
No, it just seems like a pointless animal to be there.
Not as photogenic. And also, like, really? You can get a cow anywhere. Like,
exactly.
You walk out here now and get... Well, you couldn't. You're in central London. But you wouldn't have to go far and you'd get a cow.
It wouldn't be hard for me to find a cow.
No. You know that coffee shop where they ask your name and then put your name on the cop?
Yes.
Cup and often spell it wrong?
No.
On the cop?
Yes.
Happened to me again today. So today I was Scoot. Now, I clearly said Scott, right? Mm. It's happened to... Like, your name's Chris. Have they ever spelt your name wrong?
Yeah, a few times. Sometimes I get it with a K.
Yeah.
But yeah, they do spell it wrong sometimes.
Okay, I've had a thought. I think they're doing it on purpose.
Why?
Because, think about it, amazing marketing ploy. When you get employed by that company, they'll be like, I reckon they tell you this. They're like, right, so you ask the customer their name and then spell it slightly wrong. Get it slightly wrong on the cup, because then what does everyone do? They take a picture of it and they put it on their Instagram or their Twitter or their Facebook. They're doing it on purpose.
Right.
Because how can you get Scott wrong? It's massive publicity.
Also,
if everyone's taking a picture of their coffee cup with their name spelt wrong, how good is that for publicity?
Also, there's not really much of a need to write the name on the coffee cup. That's what I'm saying.
No.
Like, I don't know why they do it in the first place. So you're right.
I reckon it's on purpose. I just suddenly thought today, hang on a second, this is happening too often.
Mm.
And also, I'm in there quite a lot in that one. And it's the same person that always gets my name wrong.
And it's hard for you to really get Scott wrong.
A bit. I mean, you could have, like... Yeah, I get it if it was, like, one T instead of two Ts. But, like, spelling it with three O's, or whatever it was this morning...
Mm. Interesting theory,
I think so.
The Scott Mills Daily.
Right, so we told you earlier in the week that we are going to be on Phil and Alice's show from the Edinburgh Festival. So we're going back to Edinburgh. And this is going to be on the 11th of August, which is a Monday night. And we told you that we have got a 10-minute slot during that show. It's going to be on Red Button as well, to do whatever we want. They've just said, you can do what you want, but you've got 10 minutes. Now, I was on the BBC Edinburgh Festival website this morning, just looking at what else was going on while we were there. And I tweeted you this morning. It says that we're doing something else.
Yeah.
It does say about the 10-minute thing, but it says that we're doing some kind of interview.
Yeah, that's right. I was going to tell you about this at some point, but
so
forgot.
I tweeted you earlier going, what's this? I thought we were just doing a 10-minute slot. You were like, oh, I'll explain at work. So explain, please.
So, basically, someone asked me this. I'll tell you the truth. Someone asked me this in the pub a while ago, and at the time, I thought this would be a great idea. And the way they sold it to me was like, look, whilst you're in, you know, at the Edinburgh Festival, we really want to do this thing with you where basically, like, I interview you. They basically sold it to me as, look, this is an amazing opportunity to make it, you know, you could get your own show out of this, potentially. And in the pub, this seemed like a great idea.
Right.
But I kind of forgot that I'd signed us up to do it.
All right, so then it's now on their website.
Mm.
And it says, well, it says that you're interviewing me.
Yes.
It also calls you a viral sensation and TV funny man.
Yes, I agreed to yes.
Did you tell them to put TV funny man?
Well, the way they said it to me was, you know, like Piers Morgan's Life Stories? That show, they were like, you'd be great at this. And they said about this thing that they do at the Edinburgh Festival where... they get these two prominent people and they have a conversation with each other and one interviews the other person, asks them questions about their life. It's very highbrow. And they said that I'd be perfect for it.
Why are you interviewing me?
So, this is the idea. So, at the Edinburgh Festival, we'll spend an hour and I will talk about your life and I will ask you questions and it'll be great.
Like Piers Morgan?
Exactly like Piers Morgan.
And will there be, like, videos of, like, family and friends? Will I cry?
I don't know yet. Like, I'm thinking about it. I'm trying to think which bits of your life to bring up. But exactly that. Just think Piers Morgan.
Can I read it before?
And that'll be me. No, because that's not the point. But it's brilliant. It's called, the headline they use here, BBC Radio 1 Scott Mills in conversation
with Chris Starr.
But you know loads about me that I wouldn't want other people to know.
I know, and what's hilarious is when you look at the lineup, it's all very generally quite posh, well-spoken, arty people.
Yeah.
Talking like really in-depth about art
and
comedy in a very kind of intellectual way. It says, and then there's going to be me and you.
Chris Starr gets behind the man, the myth and the radio legend, Scott Mills.
Yeah, do you like that?
I don't like legend. I'm not keen on
viral
legend.
Sensation and TV funny means, man Chris Starr gets behind the man, the myth and the radio legend.
Legend just means Scott like Mills. Just another word for old.
It's great. It's a bit I don't know what it sort of reminds me of. I just thought it was a great opportunity and I said yes to it in the pub, so we're doing it.
People can actually come and watch this. Yeah, why would you do that?
I honestly didn't think that they'd go for it, but they are.
I think a lot of people are getting tickets for this now. So we're still doing the 10-minute slot on Phil and Alice.
So that's the plan. We're still going to do the late-night thing on Phil and Alice. We've got to think of something good for that. It's quite a to-do list gathering. But we're also now going to do this Q&A thing there.
Right.
Should be fine.
Anything else you want to tell me about that you've conveniently
I
forgotten?
Can't remember anything else that I've signed as up.
Okay, then.
The Scott Mills Daily.
Greg's coming up with Real or No Real. What the... It says it's fully booked, our thing, our In The Conversation thing. It's already fully booked on the BBC Edinburgh website.
When this happens with other bands, 5 Seconds of Summer, that kind of thing, you get another date. They add other dates.
Well, I'm not doing that.
We could do Wembley.
I didn't even know about the first date. So this is August the 11th. Is that just from us talking about it?
I don't know.
But how can it be fully booked? BBC Radio 1 Scott Mills In Conversation with Chris Stark. Viral sensation meets radio legend. Can we take that off?
No, that's good.
I hate legend.
Look, it's sold out based on that, so stick with me here. I could make a fantastic promoter, couldn't I?
Craziness. How has that happened?
The myth. The radio
the myth.
Legend.
Ha!
The Scott Mills Daily.
Hello, Greg.
Nice to see you sober.
Greg.
All right?
You right?
Yeah, I'm good.
So it's Thursday's Real or No Real happening now. What's on your show today?
Wait. Can we bring that conversation to the radio?
What?
I want to talk about the old days with you.
Why?
Because I really wanted to have a car with my name on it.
Right, yeah. Okay.
Like back in the day,
radio presenters
used to have their names on the side of cars.
Did it have your face on there as
well? No, not my face, just my name. Why are we talking about
this? Like with you holding a mug or something?
You headphones on.
There are several pictures of me in bomber jackets from around the time with the name of the radio station on and my name. Losh. Not available online, don't even look.
It was before the internet.
It was way before. I was like, you know, just a 17-year-old local radio DJ.
But you got a car with your face and name on it.
Not my face, my name.
Oh, I thought the face was on the bonnet.
No! Name of the radio station. Anyway, whatever.
They should make a movie of your life. That would be amazing, wouldn't it? Might not be, I don't know.
I don't think it would. Straight to DVD. Here's Real or No Real.
Match of the Day pundit Robbie Savage has offered his recently chopped ponytail to the National Football Museum.
I don't know if they'd take it.
Why?
Well, no, nothing against the guy. He's nice enough, but he's...
he's nice enough.
No, I just mean, like, before... Right, here's the thing. When I used to... I've seen Robbie Savage play a couple of times, and I'll be honest with you, like, loads of fans, Watford fans in particular, didn't like him, because he was seen as a bit of a nasty player.
Hmm.
But then I met him, and I thought, actually, you're all right.
He's really nice, you know.
Yeah, and he is a really nice guy.
Leaves it on the pitch, though, doesn't he?
Oh,
the nastiness.
Yeah.
Does he? Is he like a panto football player? Is he kind of not real?
A pantomime football player?
A bit. Is he like a panto? Is he like a panto villain?
Yeah. Do you mean like Vinnie Jones?
Yeah. Or Danny Dyer? Not actually
Danny
hard.
Danny Dyer!
Not hard.
Danny Dyer wasn't a footballer.
No, but you know what I mean? Like, still a panto villain. Not actually, wouldn't even be able to duff you up, ever.
Yeah. I'd love to see you fight Danny Dyer.
Yeah, bring it on. Anyway, Roy Savage's historic ponytail in a museum, real or no real?
Feels like the sort of thing he would submit, but they, as you said, Chris, probably say no to. Mm. So, I'll go real.
No real.
That one is real.
Yeah, he had it cut off after realising he looked exactly like his wife. So, it's never good, is it?
Harsh on her.
I know. Sorry, you look like me. But it's now going in a football museum, which is nice. At least they're doing something with it.
Two police officers in Coventry have received commendations for wrestling a man to the ground while they were dressed as a monkey and a zebra.
What do you mean?
Is this like a staff do or something? They've gone out, seen some crime, and then got involved. Which makes me think, what were the animals? What was the theme?
Monkey and a zebra.
Yeah.
Monkey and a zebra. I mean, It's just, I can't work out what the theme would be for,
well,
that, for that.
Animals, maybe?
Party. Yeah, but apart from animals. But you wouldn't, if you were planning a party, you wouldn't have animals.
There's no thing, connection with those two at all. You can't see the connection.
Oh, no, okay. But listen, if you were going to go fancy dress as an animal, if the theme was animals, which is an appalling theme. It's not,
quite broad.
Yeah.
You wouldn't go as a zebra, would you?
I don't know, I might do. Why are you saying I can't go as a zebra? I might go as a zebra. What would you go as? Actually, I'd go as a giraffe, probably.
Yeah, obviously, yeah.
So, real or no real, the unusual police uniform.
Well, so we're guessing, obviously, they're off duty. But you wouldn't be able to help yourself, would you, if you were trained with the law? You'd always
on duty.
Even if you're dressed as a monkey, you're always on.
Yeah.
Take them down.
Yeah, when you need to be on, you need to be on. Real or no real?
Yeah.
It's quite good. It's like an unmarked police car, isn't it?
Imagine arresting someone, though, in a zebra costume.
Yeah, but it lightens the mood a bit, doesn't it?
You have the right to remain silent. You're dressed as a zebra.
Well, it's a bit like a sort of a wacky sort of costume day at a bank if you have to tell people that they're bankrupt and stuff. You're dressed as a clown.
Yeah.
You can't really deliver bad news, can you, dressed as a monkey or something?
So is this one real or no real?
I'm really sorry. We can't give you a mortgage and we're repossessing your current house.
Smell my flower.
Why's your bow tie spinning? I'm sorry, I can't help it.
Real or no real?
Real.
Real.
That one is real.
Yes.
Yeah. They were on their way to a fancy dress party in their onesies. Next.
Scientists at Aberystwyth University have discovered that fist bumps are the most hygienic greeting, beating handshakes and even high fives.
Yeah.
There's more hygienic ways to greet, surely.
Just a wave.
Fist bump.
Yeah, just a wave from a distance.
Gentle bow.
A bow?
A bow is good.
Bow.
Mm. Bow, yes.
Hello, sensei.
Do you know, when I was in Thailand, I got fully into bowing, because everyone bows and you just bow back, and it just becomes, after a couple of days, becomes perfectly normal.
Mm. Do you do it when you come home by accident?
Yeah, you do, and it's like, don't bow at your producer. But I did a couple of times.
Did you know you didn't?
No, I did, because you get into it. I was there 2 weeks.
Don't bow your producer.
Hello. Oh, like a slight, head down.
As you walk off the bus, just bow.
I've bowed to the boss here before a couple of times because I've got nervous and not known what to do.
So I've heard.
So you bow.
One way of getting on, isn't it? Bowing to the boss.
I've bowed a couple of times.
Which one?
By accident.
Big boss.
That's awkward, isn't it?
Did he bow back? I didn't know what to do. I think I was carrying a coffee or something like that, so I just sort of
did you
nodded.
Do,
you know, like you would if the Queen walked past.
Yeah, but not like a full Japanese bow.
No, but you sort of just a nod towards in a sort of respectful manner.
Right, yeah, a nod's fine. You're saying a bow.
Yeah, we sort of bow down. Anyway.
A big boss Ben bow.
Real or no real, fist bumps, very good for health. Very hygienic.
I think there's more hygienic ways, though, so no real.
No real.
That one is real.
Oh. Three reels in a row.
But what about this? This.
Pete Tong's doorbell is the tune of German Eurodance classic Rhythm is a Dancer.
Wicked.
Now, Pete Tong is Lord of the Dance. Tomorrow, Pete Tong is playing Real or No Real.
Oh, that would be amazing.
It's legendary. And all the questions are about Pete Tong.
Oh, God. This is going to be so good.
3:40 tomorrow, warming up for Radio 1 in Ibiza, which is 7 p.m. tomorrow night from Ushuaia.
What better way to warm up than Real or No Real?
Why not? Pete Tong on Real or No Real. But is this his doorbell?
That would be so cool. I don't think it is. I reckon he's got like a full-on mansion, and it'll be, like
gates.
Yeah, but a proper like bells will actually ring. Do you know what I mean? The real bells,
bell
not
ringers.
Just not.
Yeah. But you walk up to the door, bow to the bell ringers, and then they doing the bell.
And also, I bet there's a gong for dinner.
Oh yes, Pete Gong.
Pete Gong. Definitely. You will have a dinner gong.
Pete
definitely.
Tong's gong.
Oh, the pizza's here.
It's all gong, Pete Tong.
Yes.
My curry's here.
Imagine that's his doorbell.
Everything he says sounds amazing, doesn't it?
Yes. So, is this real or no real? Is Rhythm as a Dancer Pete Tong's doorbell?
Are you visiting?
Who are you?
Get off my drive.
Come release on, then. The hounds.
Real or no real?
No real.
Real.
That one is no real.
Of course it's not. He's got a dinner gong in a mansion. And at the end of that round of real or no real,
I got 10, Greg got 30.
Yeah. Ooh. What's on today, please, dear?
Films with Rihanna and also the Mayor of Ware today. Are you sad that you're not playing it today?
Oh, it was so much fun doing that.
No celebrity version is there.
I enjoyed it. No Christmas back today.
Chris Smith.
Gagging for it.
From Cheryl Cole to Chris Smith.
The Scott Mills Daily.
Those are the best bits of Thursday's show. Come join us Friday, 1 o'clock, that's tomorrow, on BBC Radio 1, including to get us ready for Ibiza, an actual Pete Tong Real or No Real special with Pete Tong. BBC Radio 1.